Hi,
Wait.
welcome to the podcast. We
Wait.
make horrible decisions.
Wait. Are we starting?
Bitch, yeah. And now we're
Okay,
gonna
so
have to
start it
leave this
over.
whole thing
Start it
on
over.
here.
No, start it over. Start it
We're
over.
gonna
Start.
start it over when we
Okay.
click edit on the fucking iTunes
Yo.
thing because we're not paying for it. Damn. Anyway, I'm Wheezy.
And you guys know me as Mandy B, Mandizzle, Full Court Pumps, whatever you want to call me.
Okay. And we make horrible decisions. I'm really excited to be here. If I could think of anybody that does sluttier things than me, it's definitely you. And
She's just saying that, guys.
so this podcast is about sex and dating and all the weird, disgusting shit we do with people we meet on the internet. Mandy and I have known each other for quite some time. Not always the greatest of friends, but for some reason, we always find our way back to each other. And I think it's because the only thing we have in common is the nasty things that we do.
Apparently, that's what she says. However, when we did meet, I'll go ahead and give you guys a little backdrop on that. We were both virgins. Well, actually, I think I was. I don't think she was. We were about, what, 15? Maybe 14, 15, 15,
Dude, I was
16.
gonna send my mom the
Oh,
link.
I'm sorry. Anyways, I'm not sure how, yeah, we were about 15 and 16. However old we were, we actually fought in a teen club on our
Because she
very,
was fucking my boyfriend.
I was dating him, and that was her ex. However, we totally hated each other through MySpace and AIM and everything else. And at that time, I was a bit ratchet, and I told her if we ever see each other, we weren't going to have any words.
And here we are now, making a
go
podcast.
to the future. We ended up hanging out. Somehow, we vibed quite a bit and became friends. And so that was 10 years ago, and here we are today, both living in New York City. Up here from Florida. We're two Florida girls, by the way. So, I guess, do you want to tell our viewers a little bit about you? Because I know I'm popping, everyone knows who the hell I am, but maybe no one knows who you are. So, go ahead and tell people who you are.
I wish you guys could see the eye roll. I'm Wheezy. I'm 25 for another week. I'm black and Israeli. I'm an account exec for a telecommunications company. And when I'm not doing corporate shit, I'm just on Tinder being a little skank. That's about all I
Okay.
have. Would you like to tell your brief history, you little hoe?
brief. Okay, I'm gonna be brief. Well, for anyone who knows me, I've dip and dabbled in a little bit of everything. I started off, I guess I can say modeling. That's kind of cliche
When you
at
put
this
your ass
point.
out on a black men's magazine, I would go with that. Yeah, sure.
Yes, I did magazines at one point, very long time ago. And then what most people know me for, I ran a very poppin' sports blog.
Controversial.
It was pretty controversial. Controversial. There we, sir, seal, whatever. And that was fullcourtpumps.com. Did that for about 4 years. Did media with the Orlando Magic. Did some ESPY stuff.
And did some guys.
A few of them.
Are one of them on that TV behind you playing
Shut up.
basket?
No,
What's
this
the
is
name of that
college. This
sport
is
that you
college.
like?
Stop it.
Basket.
This is basketball. And also, I'm probably blocked by some of your favorite athletes for some of the things I posted.
Maybe because you put them in a book?
No, not that reason. One of them, we'll talk about that later. Anyways, and fast forward to today, I am a 20-something living in New York City. Going full time to school and currently working at an investment bank. So I'm in the finance industry now, much of a difference from my normal life, I'd
Still
say.
hoeing. Anyway, so just to give you guys some background of what you're going to hear on this podcast, it's going to be kink of the week, our sex stories, the horrible decision that we made, the lesson we learned, and of course, some vanilla shit, a current topic or something like that. So to start you guys off, I picked a kink because I particularly like to watch it. And it's called. Well, I'm gonna read you the definition. Let's see if you can guess. I feel like you're ho enough to
No,
know.
I think you should say the word and have people guess what the hell that
It's
is.
a type of sexual activity in which several men ejaculate on another person.
Oh, it's several men? I thought it was one.
If
So
it's
any
one, it's a cum shot,
Okay,
bro.
anyways. Oh. Okay, so anyways, what this word
Can you
is
say it?
bukkake. And we'll go ahead and I'll actually say when she said, "Hey, I'm going to do bukkake this week," I thought it had to deal with like men shitting.
It's
I
called
guess doing the
scat when
number
it's
two.
shit.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know that. So I was like, "Bukkake, who the hell does that?"
Have you ever had bukkake done?
Bukkake, several men coming on my face? No.
Wait, wait. Is several more than two?
Several to me would be more than two, but I still haven't had two come on my face.
Dude, I almost want to leave the room because you're thinking about it. You're thinking about it. You're a fucking whore, bro.
No. I have actually, no, I'll do the cum shot, but I've never done bukkake.
Bukkake is an Asian word.
I think
you know
it's
that?
The They're cocky part. Fresh,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I like to watch it. I feel like cum shots are the best part. So when there's like 75 people in the room and it's just in 1 7-minute video, I'm like, this is amazing.
Oh.
You know, it's just a good thing to watch. God, I really was going to say
you
my mom
really?
This
no,
way.
You actually do. No, well, my mom asked to be on the show after she heard what we were talking about. So let's not even talk about that. My mom is clearly why I am the way I am today.
I hope that they've never done bukkake.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Bad.
I like to watch it. I don't know what it is. You know I like the submissive thing.
Let
so maybe that's
see.
What it is.
So on, if you go on Pornhub.com, if you type in, is there an actual section on clearly
Bro, it's bukkake.
Pornhub
I've seen
is recently visited
I've
on my phone
every
by the chance.
Every bukkake video, like for sure. At least it isn't in like 1080 HP. Like for sure, I've seen the video. Anyway, I haven't had it happen to me. I don't know if I'm ballsy enough for it.
Will you ever do bukkake?
I don't know. There's something about more than one man in the room that makes me feel a little too slutty.
So,
not in a good way.
It's ironic, but if you were interested in watching this on Pornhub, I just looked it up, you can type in bukkake, and following that comes up Japanese bukkake, lesbian bukkake, teen bukkake. I don't know about
Dude,
that.
Dude, lesbian bukkake is really bad. They all squirt on each other, and I feel like it's piss.
Squirting is not piss, but we're going to save that for another topic because
Dude,
you clearly
it's pee.
Need... No,
I
it's
heard
not.
A story about
it
where this
comes out
porn
of a
star drank
hole.
A gallon of water and comes, then she had a squirting
it
scene
It comes
happen.
Out of a different hole.
Is that because you pee on dudes?
Also, there's bukkake compilation, bukkake gangbang, and glory hole bukkake.
I've seen it all. Not the glory hole one because that one's not real. They just get this like lotion and squirt it out of the hole and it's not the effect that I want when I watch it.
Oh, you want the real effect, huh? You
I'm so
I guess. Anyways, that is our kink of the week. If you guys are interested in bukkake-ing, could you?
Bukkaking.
All
Let's
right.
Get it bukkaking.
Okay, so guys, I guess what we're going to go into the horrible decisions, and this is going to be pretty much the topic of our conversation for the day. I'd love to know if it's ever happened to you guys. You guys are more than welcome
Hold
to
on,
DM
wait.
Us.
I really need to tell you the horrible decision I made last night when I went to yoga. I just got to get this out.
Okay, so before we get into the real horrible discussion of the week, I guess she has something interesting.
Just a vanilla horrible decision.
Okay,
so,
this is vanilla.
To give you guys some background, I go to the gym like 6 times a week only because I have nobody that wants to fuck me right now, so there's nothing else to do. And I have a lot of referral credits on ClassPass. So I decide I've been lifting so much weights and like spin classing. I'm like, you know what? I need to get stretched out. That made me think about sex.
Oh, you need to get stretched.
So I wanted to do yoga, and I found an aerial class, which is when you're, like, suspended in the air on this, like, cloth curtain thing.
They did it on Real Housewives of Atlanta
one
episode.
Okay, bitch, I don't watch that show.
Well, it's good. You should.
I decided on my own that I was going.
While she wears a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, I think... Real Housewives of Atlanta matters.
It's because I don't have cable. So anyway, I get to the studio in Chelsea, right? And I see, like, a group of, like, maybe 11. I'm going to go with 11 white girls coming out. Two are holding a Starbucks Frappuccino. It was 30 degrees. And they're just, like, laughing and giggling. I'm like, holy shit, this is the yoga studio. So I get up to the 8th floor. And it literally is a room filled of, like, white IKEA cabinets and candles. And that's when I knew I needed to get the fuck out. So I go to the reception desk. And she's like, welcome to the yoga studio. I'm like, I'm here for the 7 o'clock.
Of course.
So anyway, I'm already not feeling it, and I'm just a little bit too cynical. Does it just me or does happy shit make you feel uncomfortable?
No, because I'm a happy fucking person.
Okay, well, anyway,
Go
I was
ahead.
Really uncomfortable with all the smiles and the candles. It felt like a fucking seance, dude. So I walk into the room that I'm going in, the beginner's aerial class, and I just want to say that I don't mean this disrespectfully, but I'm the smallest person in the room. Everybody was just on the thicker side, and then I realized...
The thicker side. Mind you, I'm over here. Clearly, I'm the thick friend, and she's the little, you know, boop-de-boo.
Well, anyway,
so here we
when
go
I've seen
with
how
size
skinny
reference.
They were, I mean, how skinny I was in comparison to everyone else, I'm like, I gotta last the whole time, bro.
Because as big girls, you know, apparently she thinks she can outlast everybody. But go ahead.
So
go ahead.
I get my ass on this curtain. And just a little background, I've got vertigo. And immediately I sit down and I'm like, I think I'm on a boat. And I'm like, shit. It's 45 minutes left. Excuse me. 75 minutes. I didn't even. What is 75 minutes? I couldn't even figure
that
out the time.
That is an hour and 15 minutes.
Bro, 75 minutes of being on a curtain. So I start, I lay back. She's like, oh, we're going to do a basic move. Basic, where you fall back and like hold and like restrain yourself and kind
of
just do
this. I'm scared of heights, bro. I don't think I could do it.
Bro, it gave me, I had a good 2 seconds, okay? Everybody's flipped over. I'm not there yet. She's like,
come on. All the thick girls. All the thick girls
doing
it.
Next thing you know, boom, boom, boom. I fucking bust my ass. All the big girls turn around like, do you need help? Bitch, I can get myself off the damn floor. So now I'm embarrassed as hell. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fuck this shit up. So comes on to the next move. And the last one that I had, it was called the Spider-Man. And that's when I knew it got a little too acrobatic for me. I get on this damn curtain. And she's like, take your legs, flip them up. What the hell is flipping your legs up? And go upside down. I'm upside down. All the blood is rushing to my face.
Here she goes, being dramatic.
I want to give it about 8 to 10 seconds where I just felt the Indian food from lunch coming up towards my chest. And I'm like, God, no, no, no. And I didn't have enough strength to flip myself back
up. Oh, because you're upside down at this
and
point.
And I fucking threw up.
You're just gross.
Like, you're gross. Literally upside down. It's like going, passing my nose. Everybody's turning around. It's so fucking embarrassing. And then the only thing that the instructor says to me is, don't worry, honey, it's natural. What?
Oh.
Now I'm so fucking embarrassed that I want to have an excuse for this shit, so I just tell everybody I'm pregnant. Now half the room knows that I'm lying, and the other half is like, why the fuck are you here? And I'm like, oh, I just thought yoga was good for, you know, the maternal, okay, I gotta go. Anyway, that was a horrible decision I made.
By the way, real quick, guys, I want you guys to take reference and heed to that story, because she is probably the biggest compulsive liar that I know. So you should hear, like, how she told everyone, oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, my God. She'll be the one we're on the phone. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I gotta go. The sky is falling. Like, what? Bro, what? Like,
I want to have an excuse to leave.
She's so extra. Like, her lies are really, really, really good.
Why I told the dude with the missing condom.
Oh, anyways, okay, so we're gonna go to a horrible decision that I had last week, and it really wasn't my decision. I didn't decide to allow this to happen, but it did. So before, I guess, what this episode is called is the missing condom.
It's not because we couldn't find it in our purse. It's another P word.
So I was with one of my, I don't want to say one of my partners. That's weird. Well, clearly I'm single, so I'm not only having intercourse with
did
one
person.
Did
you swipe him, right?
Shut up. We did not meet on
this
Tinder.
This is the interview.
This is not someone from Tinder, by the way.
Is it from Instagram?
It's from Instagram. and so I decided to hang out with him last week. We had a great time. He's a great conversationalist, which I really like. Anyways, fast forward. In the middle of us having sex, he decides, he comes. Okay, cool. He pulls out and the condom is not there. So
did you feel?
Listen, no, none of that. So I'm totally like, what do you mean the condom's not on your dick? Mind you, I'm one of those people who are like, in the middle of fucking, I normally feel back there to make sure it's there. So he's like, I mean, it felt wet, but I thought you were just getting wetter. Like, it was just feeling good, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. Mind you, this is the first time this ever happened to him. This isn't the first time it's happened to me. I guess my pussy's tight. I don't know what to say. Because the condom definitely fit his dick. So that's normally the problem. Okay, so when a condom normally comes off a dick, it's normally you assume that wasn't his size. But it fit. It wasn't a gold wrapper, which thank God, because gold wrappers actually stink. I know girls like for guys to pull out gold wrappers. They absolutely stink. They make the dick taste nasty.
I've never compared
like,
the smell of condoms.
Well, I definitely know the smell because I prefer condoms at all times. And I'm one of those that after a guy comes in one, I'll still go to suck him. And it just tastes, the dick tastes weird after that. Yeah. What? So anyways.
That's a whore, but okay.
So let me tell you. So at this point, we're just looking at each other because I'm like, we're looking on the bed. We're like, where is this condom? And so, mind you,
how
this
did you know that it was in you?
Because where else would it be? It wasn't on the bed. It wasn't on his dick. Oh, I'm a fucking hole. Okay, I guess it's in there. So, mind you, we're not even that close. This is definitely
this is the first time.
This
you've
is
had
the
sex
first
with him?
Time me and him had sex. So I'm just like, oh great, this is awesome. So we're literally talking, and I'm like, okay, well, we should probably get that out. So, mind you, this is
our
first time.
I like that you asked for
time.
Assistance to get it out.
I did. So, my legs are open like I'm having a baby. And he's pretty much with 2 or 3 fingers in there.
Did it feel good while it was happening?
no, you could tell he was looking for something. And okay. I was just like, he was like, well, I don't know what I'm feeling around. Clearly, he hadn't done that before. I guess he didn't know what the inside of a vagina felt like.
Can I just say, sticking your fingers, like, really high up in there, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's really like American Pie. Remember when he stuck his dick in it? It feels like there's, like, something else.
Well,
like,
no. So I'm not going to. So he's 6'3", so we put our hands together because I was like, hey, I have nails. Put my hand up next to his. He definitely had length on me. So I was like, okay, you should be able to get it, if anything. And so I was like, well, when did you know it was gone? Like, because you were pumping kind of hard. Maybe you pushed it kind of high up in there. So he's feeling. I was like, okay, let me feel up in there. Clearly, I didn't know what I was feeling. I was like, oh, these are, I guess,
muscles. So what happened
muscles?
When you found out you couldn't find it?
When I found out I couldn't find it, we just kind of laid there, talked again. And then I was like, well, does your dick get back hard? I mean, I'm kind of curious if I can get it back up. I'd like to go again.
I can't believe
what?
You fucked again with a condom stuck in your pussy, bro.
I mean, I figured if it wasn't coming out, it wasn't coming out. So I wasn't done. I didn't come yet. So I was just like, okay.
Oh, my God. This is.
We're going to get you back you up. And then I was just like, fuck it. Like, at this point.
You couldn't have come from your clit.
I didn't think of that. I hadn't gotten penetration in a while.
I guess your whore ass didn't think of it, did you?
I mean, I hadn't gotten penetration in a while, and that's what I wanted.
What's a while? Like, 9 days?
Fuck off.
11.
At least 2 weeks, I would say.
I knew it was
2 weeks.
I haven't had penetration in a long time. It's been 2 weeks since I've been fucked.
Well, what is a long time for... Girl,
dude, I didn't have sex for 3 months. Don't let me name the months. And that was hell. I had an attitude problem. I gained weight. My mom wouldn't even answer the phone anymore.
Well,
she was like, I can't talk to you unless you're getting...
I definitely went like... if anyone knows me, I was miserable. I lived in Singapore for 6 months, for the people who don't know. Try living in an Asian country. There was all of...
They had somebody playing basketball in them jeans.
Oh, my God. And they were so lame. I met them all, clearly. And my friends ended up fucking them. But I was not interested in them like that.
I would have gave it up, dude. I would have taken little pain.
Yeah, no. I ended up actually meeting a director at TD Ameritrade, of course.
We're going to bleep it
out. What?
Before we tell you how Amanda got the condom out, I'm going to have to, we're going to have to hold that.
Well, yeah. Well, this is... To make this more of like a group setting, I guess I should. You've had a condom stuck in you before, right?
Oh, bitch.
Or multiple times, I'm sure.
So the most recent time was literally within the last few months. So it's a guy that I sleep with fairly regularly. We go to this nice restaurant and we're having this amazing night. Now, let me just say the restaurant was super close to his house. So it was like immediately after we had dinner, we were ready to go have sex. So. We have this 5-course meal. I'm only telling you that because it will definitely be relative in a few seconds. So we have this 5-course meal. It's amazing. We go one block into his apartment. He lays me down, like throws me on the couch, and he's kind of already awkward, and he's really not domming me up like I want him to, but whatever. So he looks at me, and he's like, you know, I want you to go in the shower. And I'm like, okay, because I really want to lick your asshole. So I'm trying not to laugh, and I'm just like, okay, this is gonna happen. Taking a quick shower, I jump in there, come out, and I guess he had just finished watching 50 Shades of Grey, because this motherfucker,
which did nothing for me. That movie was kind of subpar.
It was real vanilla.
Maybe because I don't watch white porn. I don't know, that could be it. I don't know.
Well, he comes in the shower, in the bathroom, with a blindfold. I'm still soaking wet. Okay, he's like, I'm going to put this on you, and then you can go to the bedroom. I'm like, how am I going to find it, bruh? I'm not in my house.
Yeah,
so.
You're better than me. I actually, real quick, I will not let a guy blindfold me ever again.
You crazy.
No.
Why? Did he accidentally put it in your ass?
No, he accidentally, quote unquote, decided just not to put on a condom, and I'm very condom. And
okay.
I was like, are you kidding me? Oh, I about had a fucking hard. I was like, yep, not gonna do
well,
any
you could feel for
type
it
type of BDSM after that, if that's what it's called.
Well, I'm really into it, so he, like, I was totally going with the blindfold thing. He leads me to the bedroom and he tells me to get on my knees. I get on my knees, and here's where the 5-course meal comes into play. He decides that he wants to deep throat and throat fuck me, and you know, normally when this happens, like, you know, you're out, you're having drinks,
excited,
maybe,
huh?
Like, you know, you're kind of waiting maybe an hour or two before you have this rough-ass sex. No. I just had escargot.
And oh, all God, that's escargot.
Okay.
For you guys.
Filet mignon. I was full.
Filet mignon. So filet mignon.
I feel like I have to take my finger and do it because it just, you can't.
Can you understand. Not stick your finger down your throat?
Literally, like, the second his dick goes in, it's just like, not even like a hot gag, right? So now
disgusting.
I'm laughing. There's spit all over my chin. And I'm like, dude, it's not working. He's like, no, I know it works. I know it works. I'm like, bro, I had to lift the blindfold up and look that motherfucker in the eye and say, it's not cutting it. So fine. We skip to it. We get on the bed. We start having sex. Or we were about to start having sex, excuse me. And he realized he didn't have a condom. I was like, oh, I think I have one in my bag. Now.
Of course she has one in her bag.
Because why would I make a horrible decision and not bring a condom?
I mean, my condoms are in my drawer, but go ahead.
So I had one in my purse because the guy that I was fucking requires the Magnum XL that was in my purse. Now, the dude that I was with, not so much. Anyway, so this is the only condom I had, and we were both really horny, so he puts it on. So we're having sex, and it's subpar.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Suddenly, I can feel, like, his dick, like, the skin. And I no, I'm sorry, I'm blindfolded again. So I take it off, and he's like, no. And I'm like, yes. I'm like, listen, I need to look. So I look down there, and all I see is pink and no more latex. And I'm like, holy shit.
Wait, is it really pink? Like, Cameron, the dog?
Do you not watch porn?
So anyway, no, not white guys.
I'm like, listen, the condom's stuck. I need you to get it out. He's like, okay, I'll be right back. And I'm like, what is he going to go get? A pair of tongs? Like, so he comes back in the room, and he has his iPhone in his hand. And suddenly, he puts the flashlight on. And I was like, bro, what are you doing? He's like, I mean, you want me to go look for it? Like, how am I supposed to look? What, are you in a deep, dark abyss? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is the flashlight out? Put your hand in there and feel for it. Damn.
The light could have helped.
Bro, it could. It's
well, maybe not. You're right.
Anyway, so he ends up getting it out, and he's holding it, and he's like, so are you okay? I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, so do you have another one? And I'm like, no.
No.
And then he's looking at the condom, and I looked back at him.
Wait,
and
he was going to try to put it back on?
I said, bro, they have Postmates in New York, and I really hope that you can push that button. Because it ain't no fucking way you're fucking me with a condom that was up in my arteries. So anyway, I left. And
well, at least he got it out. Besides me, thank God we're friends, Weezy decided to go to the gyno.
Two Let's days start later. About how it happened. Mandy literally screenshots me, Google searches of condom stuck three days.
No, I'm not going to lie. I was totally Googling this thing because while I've had a condom stuck in my pussy before, it's like just, you know, has kind of fell out. But by this point, it was like day two. It was already Saturday, and I kind of wanted dick again. So I was just like,
oh my God, I'm just mad that
what?
That's the
I'm
reason
just,
you needed
it was.
Out.
I was kind of like, fuck, I can't fuck with a condom in me, bro.
I just want to say thank you for not asking me to do it because I know that you know I swing both ways, and I felt like you were going to be like, you know what, just get this shit out.
You think I would have asked you to stick your hand up my pussy?
I really thought you were going to ask me. I'm a little insulted you didn't, but also glad.
Well, I think we've come to the conclusion that we're not each other's type. So let's go, like, just real quick, I am thick as hell. And I like thick bitches. This bitch is skinny and likes skinny bitches. So
thank
clearly
you so
we'll
much.
Just never...
Very skinny. Skinny enough to float in the air at yoga.
Oh, yeah, no. I like stallion bitches. Most of them are strippers, whatever you want to call them. Ugh. I like video vixen
I like
type.
Girls that look the same when you throw them in the water.
Mine do.
Girl, please.
You
not
will
let
like,
makeup
girl,
and eyelashes and
don't
shit.
Don't do that.
Lace front, glue lifting up.
I don't know. I've never slept with a girl with a lace front. While we were, they wear lace fronts now. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my
but
god.
When
and
we,
you have,
but
dude.
When, no, because when I was doing them, they did not have lace
so
fronts.
So she didn't
on.
Have the wig on in the moment.
No,
so
she
that
had
makes
a sew
it okay.
In. The lace fronts are popular now. And then the one girl who I be lagging to smash, she don't wear lace fronts.
Oh well, good for you. Oh, so anyway,
oh,
we
lying.
Get to the gyno.
She did just have a lace. I'm lying. Oh, shit.
We get to the gyno, and I'm
of course, she tells the gyno before she even comes to see me, hey, we're here because my friend has a condom in her pussy, and she'd like you to
take
it out.
I needed to get it out. She was looking at me like I had a problem visit. She's like, so why are you here today? I'm like, whoa. We're going to do some testing just because I'm in the room, but let me just say I'm not the one who made a horrible decision last
night.
There's a woman outside who will need you to take something out. She's like, oh, boy.
Really?
And so Mandy comes out. I've been waiting for like 10 minutes after I've like pissed in the cup and gotten swapped because, you know, I'm a good friend, so why not do it too? She comes out with this huge smile on my face. I mean, on her face.
And I was like, yes. She found it. Apparently,
she found it.
There is some little, I forgot how she described it. There's some type of, I don't want to say a tunnel, I don't know, but there's a little secret passageway. And apparently, I ended up getting my yearly at the same time. So I got my little pap, I got all my tests and all that good stuff because I'm a dirty, freaky, clean bitch. And so I wanted to make sure everything was cool, especially because I am pro condom and this clearly was condomless at one point.
You used a condom for what, a whole 72 hours? Good for you. Congratulations.
Shut up.
So lesson to be learned is make sure that when you're fucking, you have a dude that is wearing a condom that fits. That is
it
a great
fit,
tip.
I'm telling you. I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. I just have a tight pussy, I assume, and there's
Girl,
really, and it's
why
wet.
Why are so you trying to throw these compliments
because,
in?
Because, bro, there's nothing, I mean, it fit him, bro. Like, it wasn't a small...
So your pussy was so tight, it snatched the condom
Ooh,
off his
yes,
dick?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Hello. Give me that. She is rolling her eyes
I
at me,
wish
by the way.
Eye roll had, like, a sound bite, because I'd Google that shit and click on it and play it right now.
Oh, the eye roll. The eye roll sound bite.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Anyways, I would say, for the most part, this is something that I do often, especially if they're hitting from the back. I've had guys, like, sneak the condom off, which is awful. But just put your hand back there. Act like you're trying to tickle the balls or rub the shaft of this dick or something.
Pull it back down.
And, you know, just make sure you feel plastic.
Dude, there's nothing worse than pissing a condom out. Can I just tell you? I was literally on the phone with my homegirl. Shout out to Dub. And I'm on the phone with her, and I'm taking a piss, and suddenly it gets warm. I look down, and I said, dude, I need to FaceTime you because I know that you won't believe this shit. I did not know.
Well, yeah, it happened to my friend as well.
Oh, your friend? Whose friend had a condom stuck in her? Everybody.
Yeah, my roommate. I think it definitely happens
to a lot of girls.
This makes
me feel less slutty.
Well, no, it definitely happens to a lot of girls.
Can you imagine if you didn't know you had a condom in you, and then you end up fucking somebody else, and then your muscles are all relaxed, so it just slides out, and then he's like, oh, is that mine?
That's really bad.
That's what you didn't want to happen. That's why we
no
ended up
shit.
At the condo.
Well,
$25 copay for some more dick.
You have copay, bitch. I don't have a copay because.
Well, let's slide into the vanilla shit of the week. Did you do your job?
Me? Sorry, I have a real job where I have to do work all fucking day. So no. You had something that you wanted to bring up.
I did. So this is the part of the show where we just wanted to talk about something a little less nasty, a little bit of vanilla shit. And
kind
just
of like current event-ish.
So something in the news that I'm really interested in is Joe Biden, his daughter-in-law. So Joe Biden's son passed away, I think, a year or two ago.
Do this slow because this is definitely like a family tree diagram that I have to put together so that we can understand exactly how sick this may or may not be.
So, okay. So Joe Biden's son passed away, okay? And he's got 2 to 3 kids. The daughter-in-law has now started dating the other brother.
Okay, so let me break that down. So the daughter-in-law, so is the dead son's ex-wife.
Yes.
Okay, so the widow of the dead son is now dating the brother.
Yes, the other brother, not the alive one. Oh, God, that was fucked up.
Oh, so she's dating brothers.
Well, one of them is dead, so that's what I'm saying. Is it fucked up or no?
Okay, so it's fucked up, but it's like, so this is what I say, and this is probably actually very terrible because I'm not going to lie.
My
ex-boyfriend, like, Mills, you remember him, my ex-boyfriend.
My hands are on what?
So my ex-boyfriend, I met him because I was talking to his stepbrother first.
But did you fuck them both? Dude, what the
what?
Fuck?
I was young. Is that an excuse?
Have you fucked brothers since?
That I have to think about. I don't. No, I don't think I have.
You fucked some homies, though.
Okay, so this is what I have to say about that. To me, say you meet somebody and you don't know their friends, right? If you're done fucking with him, to me, someone you
not
meet in the future should
friends,
not
okay.
be off limit, you know?
Well, let's just talk about this woman who's dating his brother, who she definitely knew and whose kids know him as uncle.
I think I'm more curious as to what the other family members think, because I'm not going to lie. So when I did this with my ex or whatever, his brothers were so confused at one point and did not want to even acknowledge me. And then after we were together for almost a freaking year, I was like the sister-in-law. So then they became cool with it. It was like whatever. You know, the stepbrother was a stepbrother. I think same dad, different moms or some shit like that. Dude. And who cares about dads? Like,
this
they go
so
out and spread their sperm.
Bro.
I know, but it's not, I mean, I definitely like my ex clearly more.
I think this is fucked up. I'm sorry. There's a lot of fucking fish in the sea. And I understand your kids might love their uncle, but like that is fucking weird, man.
Okay. In this sense, I mean, is it weird because he's dead? Like,
yeah. Oh my God. Do you remember that movie with Natalie Portman? When the guy went off to the army and they thought he was dead and she was fucking the brother and he came back and he was alive.
I do remember that.
See, this is weird, dude. I mean, what the fuck? You've been my uncle this whole time and now you're fucking my mom?
I think it happens a lot more than we want to think. I mean, it's weird as shit.
In the Midwest.
Well, I'm from Florida and I...
Dude, he is the black president's VP. They should not be doing this white of white people shit. This is weird.
Oh, he's too down with us to be a part of that? You don't think black people do this
have
type of stuff?
Have you seen the fucking memes, dude?
I mean, I have.
He's cool enough.
The fist pump and all. But I mean, this really isn't a color thing, I don't think. I don't think you could turn this into white people shit. This is not WPS, okay? It's not WPS, like you like to say. I think it can happen with anyone. I don't know. I mean, it is fucked up because he's dead, so it's like, do you think they were fucking before he died? That's the question, in my opinion.
Dude, I'm reading this. Two children with the late Beau Biden is now in a relationship with Hunter, separated from his wife. He's still married?
Oh, that's kind of bad. Okay, I think they were definitely having some type of...
Damn, this is really good.
They definitely had a fucked up affair while the brother was alive, I'm going to be assuming.
Oh, wow. Hunter Biden, who is the brother that she's now dating, Hallie and I are incredibly lucky to have found the love and support we have for each other in such a difficult time, and that's been obvious to the people who love us most. We've been so lucky to have friends and family who've supported us every step of the way into the bedroom. I've added that part in.
Ugh.
Gross, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they had, like, some type of swinger thing going on.
I don't want to do this because I feel like it's really rude, but I just want to Google two pictures of them and see who's the hotter one.
So you should. Who's hotter? Is Hunter hotter than the one who passed, RIP?
Oh, dude, I know. I'm going to fall on my way out of here. Every time I talk shit, I'm like, something happens. You know what I'm saying?
Or you're just really, really clumsy. And I probably will go with the latter.
Actually, I'd fuck him.
By the way, guys, Weezy has gone from dating street thugs to corporate white men, just so you guys know. So she only dates white men now. So if you guys need the opinion on who's hot with the pink dick, that would be Weezy.
First of all,
me on the other hand, I'm too thick for white guys to come up to me. Anytime a white guy approaches me, their first thing out of their mouth is, "You fuck black guys, huh?" And then it just really doesn't get any further from that because then I'm like super turned off. Like, is your ego, you know, not big enough to fuck with a big butt? I don't know. So now
it's
this is what
I'm
she
not
does.
Trying to
so
fuck
let me
black
see.
Men.
Let
it's
me see. Let me see Hunter. Hunter. I don't think I've ever talked to a Hunter in my life, and I have just about every.
All right, the dead one's cuter.
That's the dead one. Could I see?
I can't.
You guys, if you're interested, Google Hunter Biden and who's the. I don't want to say dead.
Beau.
And Beau Biden.
Ugh, not your Beau, no Mo.
And hey. I would love to know which one you guys think is hotter than the next.
He's younger.
Oh.
More lively.
Okay.
I can't say lively.
If he's younger, because you know I like him young, I bet you that stamina up, Dubby. That's what it is.
You had to have had a thing
just
for
so
him.
You guys know.
Every Thanksgiving, yeah, she's had to have been like, Hunter, you want to help me with the
I'm
casserole?
I'm telling you, it's the young thing. I don't know if you guys realize it. So I will say, so I'm 26, I'll be 27 at the end of the year, but I like them young, and I think I'm the only one of my friends, so all of my friends are dating, like, older guys, dealing with the same shit that I deal with the younger guys.
I can't do the young guys. I think it's because I like to be dominated, and I think that I just...
And
like,
I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I like to teach and do a little dominating, but...
How are you going to put me on a leash in your 25?
You'd be surprised. Oh, God, 25? Girl, I'll go down to, like, 20, bitch.
Oh!
20!
You can get a beer, bro.
What? Oh, my God. And so Crystal does that all the time. Crystal is my roommate, by the way. So Crystal will be like, bro, you guys can't even go to a bar. And I'll be like, bitch, we got a bar in the house. What? So, and everywhere does an ID, so it doesn't matter, okay?
Just tell me, when you fuck young guys, does it turn out that, like, you end up having to, like, pay for things for the dick? Like, you have to, like...
Excuse me?
Like, you know, you're, like, getting the drinks, and you're, like, you know... getting the condoms and getting the Ubers for
No.
Really? Because they have jobs doing what?
They have what? Don't do that. Well, clearly I still do.
Okay.
They may
They might be on that TV behind you shooting in the basket.
I was about to say, I think honestly, yeah, they're like millionaires. Leave me alone. Or thousandaires. It doesn't matter. They have money, okay? Fuck off. Fuck off.
I want to be taken to a nice dinner, 5-course meal before I'm throat fucked, okay?
Fuck you. I'm not going to lie.
And I feel like even, a 20-year-old can't
even,
do that
even
for
the
me.
Missing condom story. Like, bro, no problem. He was like, I got your $50 for the plan B.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, that's so sweet. And
I'm
he was
done.
21.
I can't. $50 for the plan B?
What? There's a lot of guys that probably wouldn't have even fucking offered that. Fuck off. Ugh. Fuck
so
off.
So let me
okay,
just
bitch.
Say it. Mandy is like pressed. She's coming to my place and she's like, God, I got to pick up this plan B. I got to pick up this plan B. So I'm like, don't worry. I'll grab it. Stupid me goes to my local Duane Reade, which is literally underneath my building. I walk in to get the plan B. She rings it up. The woman is like, that'll be $59.80. And then I said, $59? I remember when it was $39.99. And everybody turns around. I live in Midtown Manhattan, and all of these white people are in a line like, get this ratchet bitch out of the store. Luckily, there was a coupon code. I pulled it up. It took like 2 minutes for me to pull up the Plan B coupon. And yeah, pretty embarrassing. Hope you're happy. Hope you're not pregnant.
God,
shit, I don't want to have to push you down the stairs on the way out of here.
Shut the fuck up. Can we not talk like that? That is terrible. Anyways, we're going to go ahead, and this is our first episode of Horrible Decisions. I do want to let you guys know we will be interviewing and having special guests from time to time.
Guys that we fucked.
She's going to be inviting guys she fucked. One of mine may come. Who knows?
You're not
going to
bring the guy you pegged?
I haven't pegged him yet.
Do they know what Peggy
Anyways,
is?
We're not going to talk about that.
You my Pegasus.
No, here she goes. We're not going to talk about that this episode. But yeah, we're going to be having cool guests in here, people with weird fetishes. And
Someone
by the way,
likes to get pissed
if
on.
You're in New York City and want to be a guest, you're more than welcome to come on anonymous, or we can let everyone know how horrible you are. You're more than welcome to go ahead and, yeah, hit either of us up. I, by the way, if you guys want to keep in touch with me, follow me, DM me, you can reach me on Twitter or Instagram at Full Court Pumps. And where can they find your horrible ass?
Mine is Wheezy, WTF. I do not love Lil Wayne anymore. I'm just asthmatic. I want to end this episode by, I just feel like there's always so much tension between you and I because I really don't fucking like you.
Oh.
But I would like us to say something nice to each other before
okay.
we leave.
Something nice to each other. So I definitely think you should go first on this because I need to think over here.
Okay. I just want to tell you that I love your hairstyle since you stole it from me. I think it looks really pretty on you today. And that
oh
is my
God.
Nice thing to say. It
well,
really brings
super...
out the eyelashes that you paid for.
All right. And something nice about you. I enjoy how smart you are for taking these 6 tracks out of your head tonight because I think it's definitely time to be taken out. So although you're making me do it,
you're a cunt.
I am very happy that you decided to take these out of your head. So I'm more than welcome to help you on that tonight.
I go to the gym a lot and they get sweated out, bitch. Don't be a hater. Damn. Some of
Anyways,
these dudes don't know I got weave.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for listening and we will catch you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.